It's really
Yeah,
cool.
well, yeah, I think I think if they don't get it, it's because they don't have the listening ears for the background of all those styles of music. You know,
Sure.
me being a little bit older, and I grew up through rock, punk rock, reggae, ska, you know, hip hop. You know, I grew up through all of that, soul, everything, you know, I mean, and being a DJ, you have to be open to other sounds.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you mentioned earlier, you wanted to represent the bands that influenced you. And tell us from your side, because obviously there's four members, but from your side, who are the bands that really influenced you that you wanted to represent on that album, or their sound, or the sound that influenced you?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many, man. I mean, I wouldn't say necessarily we're like, I don't want to be like, you know, we're like representing people against their will or whatever, but I think you made a point. Like I'm a DJ too, so like even just like the sequencing of the tracks and stuff, like for me personally is like a really big deal, you know, because it's like a set or a playlist or you know the arc of you know, like you would in a DJ set, like, you know what I mean? That's kind of all of that stuff. It's really important to me. But yeah, I already said, you know, bands like Fishbone, the Bad Brains, Specials, you know, like so many like reggae artists from Barrington Levy to vocal harmony groups that we like the Paragons and the smile you were smiling. Even like more like poppier stuff like No Doubt or Sublime, you know what I mean, who like really took the sound to different places. Yeah, man, I mean I could go on forever, you know, like
Well,
just
I'm glad you say that about the harmony groups of Jamaica, because it's very, for those that know that, you know what it sounds like, everybody in the band does harmonies. It sounds like you've got three singers and four harmonies, or it could be up to four or three harmonies when somebody's singing. And I think that's a great element. And that really brings some of the soul to the music as well. I think that's a great element to have. I mean, people harmonizing is just so soulful, and I think resonates with people.
thanks, man. Yeah, that's something that's really developed through the touring, you know, through the live show. There's
Gotcha.
something that's really come up. Yeah.
You know, and I think you can relate to this as well, because obviously now knowing you're a DJ, and that's kind of where I come from. You know, I mean, there's a lot of other stuff I do, but DJing has always been the core of who and what I am. Because I was never like a real musician, what I would call a real musician. You know, I write and whatever and produce and arrange, but I can't sing. I don't play that well. You know, and never. I probably, if I started over, would do it again. But you know, you mentioned earlier some of the covers you guys do, and you guys do some great covers. You know, and there's one that really stands out to me, very, very strong. And as a DJ, it's a song that really moves the crowd. And my philosophy for songs, if you can't do it as good or not or better or add something to the song, it's best you leave it alone. But in the terms of Let's Stay Together, I've never heard anybody do that song well. Then you guys crushed it, killed it.
Thanks,
It
man.
sounds like a real record done in reggae. Like it just sounds like he's there singing, and you can watch the crowd and just see that's the kind of record that will move everybody, even when they don't know it. Like you'll have the little kids and they're just grooving to the song. How did, like, that's another brilliant record, in my opinion. How did that come about? Obviously, you know, that's a milestone record. That's going to be one of those forever songs. If they open up a capsule 2,000 years from now, that song's got to be in there. And you guys just murdered that one. Talk us through that one a little bit.
Well, I've got to, give hats off to the Reverend, man. The Reverend Al Green.
Yeah, for sure.
One of the best songs ever, you know? It's like...
For real.
I can't, you know, name me a better song than that. It's like one of the best songs ever. So, like...
For real.
And then I got to give that one all to Jamie from the Skints, man, who... That's just his version of that, and we just did it up rock steady style, you know?
Yeah, and it was amazing. So moving forward, the pandemic obviously affected us very much. How did you guys use your time? Did you guys utilize it by writing, recording, practicing, or just using the time to release some stress, or both?
Man, yeah, it's definitely been an interesting time, man. Like, I mean, it cut the Swimming Lessons album campaign short. And then, honestly, like, I would say that the pandemic has definitely allowed a couple of us, myself and Marcia mostly, to get to grips with, Marcia and myself both bought homes respectively just before, just as things were going down. So that's kind of been like a bit of a double-edged sword in terms of having your livelihood taken away, but also like having the time to kind of, nest or whatever as you like, and kind of get to grips with like this next chapter of our lives and, and adulthood and whatnot. Marcia is now living like a couple hours out of London up in up north in Sheffield. So we haven't been together too much, but myself, John and Jamie, we're all still local. So we've been practicing every week regardless, just to like keep the rhythm section strong.
Nice.
And we've been writing at home respectively as well, man. Like we recorded last week, the four of us linked up and rehearsed and recorded, and it felt great, man. So like we're definitely like awakening now. We released a live album last summer, just to kind of keep, you know, give people something and keep it ticking over. And so it's kind of been like a bit more like, it definitely allowed a little bit of time where we've just been so road heavy for the last 10 plus years to actually like just have a little time to like sort your personal life out a little bit as well. I've been really getting into like the DJ vibes and, you know, getting like dub plates and specials cut and stuff like that.
Nice.
My thing, just for like, just as like a creative endeavor that I can like achieve results like by myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which has been really fun. But yeah, the Skints, now that there seems to be a glimmer of light on the horizon of being able to do gigs, at least in the UK, fingers crossed, we hope. The Skints is starting to like wake up and get active with the recording and stuff now, which is good.
Definitely. How many songs have you recorded so far?
One. But it's better than the none that had been recorded in the year leading up to it. But, you know, the writing's happening, man.
Nice. Well, that's good, because, I mean, I'm obviously very hungry for some more, and I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that are. And it's good to hear that process is happening. I'm not going to ask you any more questions about that since only one song is done, but definitely keep us posted on that. We did want to kind of go back just a little bit on the touring side. You played Cali Roots twice, correct?
Three times, actually.
Three times, okay.
2015, 16, and 19.
19, okay. I started working for Cali Roots in 18.
Okay.
And then they always ask, there's like five of us that MC, and they ask everybody, give us your top three picks on who you want to introduce. And when I saw you guys on 2019, I said, look, I don't care about anybody. Just let me do the Skints. That's all I want. Cause that's when that record came out and I was just head over heels. And that was a real honor.
Yeah. It had just come out, right?
Yeah, just come out. And I hadn't got enough of it yet. And I still don't, you know, I still play that. I still, you know, as a DJ, that stuff is in my sets still to this day. It's something off that record is playing every set of mine, regardless whether they want it or not. I'm giving it to them, you know, that kind of vibe, you know. So that was a real highlight for me. And, you know, and I was really happy to see you guys on that, because, you know, Cali Roots is such a great festival, and that is the biggest reggae festival in the U.S. And how did you guys get on that show back in 2015? Because that's the one everybody wants to be on.
Yeah. So 2015, yeah, it was our first US tour. It was right around the time FM had maybe been out for like a month or two at that point. And we closed the, what's the name of the smallest stage, man? Third stage. So you have the big main stage, then the one at the other end, and the small one's the one in the middle.
Oh yeah, that's kind of yeah. That was like the loungy one.
Yeah.
I know the big one's called the Bowl. I forget the name of the other two.
Bowl. So you have the Bowl, and then the Cali Roots stage, and right. Then whatever that one is. We closed that, man. We got in with Cali Roots. Yeah, it was kind of, for us coming to the US for ages, it was like a double-edged sword of like, oh, well, you need, you know, we were talking to booking agents and they were like, okay, well, if you want to book a tour, really, you need like a US label putting a record out. And you're talking to labels and they're like, oh, really? We'd want someone here booking you to promote the record. So luckily for FM, things lined up and we kind of got both at the same time.
Okay.
That kind of go for that record campaign. That was now Cali Roots. But yeah, big up Dan, all the Cali Roots crew, man.
Yeah.
Always, always love whenever we go there and we, you know, we stay in touch on social media and whatnot. But like, we've, the three times we've been there, we've had felt the most amount of love at that festival, man. And some forever memories there, or not memories as well, you know, because the Cali Roots crowd like to indulge in.
Yeah, for sure. That's a great crowd. It's a great festival. Like, they come there, it's an educated crowd, and it's a crowd that comes there to hear new music and see new bands and then see some of their favorites as well. You know, I kind of want to move off the Skints a little bit, since you are a DJ. I just kind of want to pick your brain a little bit. What kind of stuff do you DJ? What do you love to DJ, and what is it that you do DJ?
Well, I mean, when I get booked off the back of being like Josh Skints from the band name, is usually stuff in the more reggae and dancehall arena, like naturally. That would kind of be, I guess, the kind of the main strength in terms of where I can really go in. But, you know, I've been doing a DJ residency here at a brewery close to us called Signature Brew. It's like a 5-hour set. So I'm doing everything from reggae to hip hop and R&B, Afro beats to UK garage, grime. I'm really just like in the mix for like 5 hours, man, like going across the board and not just playing for myself. Really trying to just kind of build and just a nice mood, man, and have like an arc and a peak and a build and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, still playing records that I like, most importantly, but not necessarily just doing like 5 hours of, you know, just like rubber dub and 80s dancehall, which if I was to be selfish, I could do that all night.
So that would be that's what you're into is the rub a dub in the 80s dance hall.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm into a lot, man. I mean, you know, I love Lovers Rock. I like, you know, I fucking love Studio One, and I love Deep and Heavy, you know, Roots and Joe Gibbs kind of era.
Gotcha.
Mid-70s stuff. I love music, man. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Nice. Well, all right. You know, because as a DJ, you know, my thing is people only know me for nowadays is pretty much just anything reggae. And I play across the board reggae. You know, and one of the great things I think with reggae too is you can kind of, like, for instance, Let's Stay Together. That's a classic, you know, but it's done in reggae, and it kind of can fit a lot of a wider audience because it's known as like a soul record, R&B record, a classic. It's old school, but then it's done to reggae and it's got a new fresh twist to it. So it like encompasses so many different things. So I can get away with playing all reggae as a core, but it's got rock, it's got punk rock, it's got hip hop, it's got dance hall, it's got soul, you know what I mean? Which is a beauty. Cause I mean, you know, when if I go and play some of if I go and play the Smiths and the Cure, people are just looking at me like I'm like from Mars because they don't know that side of me. You know what I mean? So that's, you know, I mean, which is fine with me because all I really want to play is reggae anyway. So I, you know, and I've kind of taken that role and that's just what I do. You know, the other stuff I kind of just do as my own fulfillment. But to wrap things up, tell me, you know, what's on the horizon for the Skints right now to kind of wrap it up and look ahead and see what we, you know, I see you've got a couple shows booked in the UK. Maybe you can talk about that, you know, any more new music or any other interesting things that might be coming up in the, you know, in the future, in the near future for the Skints.
Sure. Well, as it stands, fingers crossed, we have like half a dozen festivals or so sort of through August, like the end of the summer. And then we have in the book and on sale a full 22-date UK tour for October, which we're really hoping can happen if the nightclubs can reopen here and stuff successfully.
Okay.
Beyond that, we would love to get back to our regular heavy international touring schedule. I think we might be waiting a little while for that, to be honest with you. Hopefully not too long, but the way things are right now, I'm not seeing us. I don't want to say, but I'm at this point, I'm not seeing us like particularly going very far overseas, like for the rest of the year until the world governments have kind of got a handle on this shit, you know?
Yeah.
The plan is, you know, new music. We're trying to record just like as songs come, you know. I think the Swimming Lessons album, like, while we're really proud of it, in a lot of ways it was kind of a stressful recording experience because we were basically trying to cut 14 songs all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think moving forward for whatever kind of project comes next, we're definitely going to try and take things at least just one or two at a time, and allow ourselves time for songs to breathe a bit and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think we could all do with that. But yeah, man, Skints are still here. We're not going anywhere. Ready to tour around the globe again at the soonest convenience, for sure.
Well, you better not. go anywhere. We want you.
We're here, man. We're here, yeah. And obviously we'd love to come back to American shores for sure, man. For us, touring North America is just like a joy. It's been a pleasure to do it so many times, and it just feels magic for us, man. You know what I mean? We just know so few musicians from here that have had to do it. So to have been able to done it multiple times and
yeah,
to have an audience there and to have demand and people that actually like it to us is just like, it does feel like magic, man. So,
well, that's great.
Yeah, patiently waiting.
I'm glad America gives you that feeling, because sometimes Americans can be very ignorant, you know.
Sure. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's, you know, far from perfect, and I won't start reeling off the list, but just, you know, as as musicians and stuff, as a place to kind of be on the road, it's always an adventure for us, you know?
Yeah, well, great. I'm glad you get a good welcome here. That's good to know. And, you know, send my regards to the rest of the band. And Marcia, Jamie, and what's the other gentleman's name?
John.
Yeah, John. Yeah.
John's the glue. John, he's the most important one, man. On the place. That's our foundation right there.
Okay, he's the Elmer's. He's the Elmer's glue, huh?
Sure.
All right, Josh, thank you for your time. Much love.
I respect Lance. Yeah, yeah, thanks for the great interview, man. Appreciate you, dude.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure. And, you know, anything coming out, let me know. Keep me posted. I mean, I've got a good relationship with Easy Star. So
great.
We're good there. So much love.
Heavy. All right. Thanks, brother. Have a good day.
Yeah, man. You too. Bless.
Respect.
You are mistaken. To them, you are just here for the taxation. Been thinking about what happens to those who serve us wrong. The officer who chose to rob a mother of a son. And the tower stands in ashes, no one's held accountable. Justice is something that is not universal.
A mutant, yeah, sentinels can smell the X gene. Use your powers, come join the team. Cause all those that wanna reign supreme. Never really wanna take the blame supreme. Or for the pain too deep. Get left in the rain, you see new day, but it all feels the same to me. I know you wanna make your country hate again. Please teach these guys to be afraid again. I said away with them. And as the crowds grow restless, I'm gonna wait with them. And if you ain't insane or dead, you better engage your brain again. Why set the tactics, ignite your mind like a matchstick and start blazing them. They're judging, they're talking, watching with them eyes wide shut. Every lyrics, every syllable me write up. Thankful for the light we shine and make me sight up. Things that were not right in spite of feeling nice. Oh my, I've enjoyed my days. I got some real one side of me. From your up life you can find a way. Look at me reach now finally. What am I to say? I'm wide awake somewhere either way. On the low key side of the island. I who them a hype and wonders I drive on the road. Yeah, keeping me hype and plan.